Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Is Babe Ruth overrated or underrated?
I don't have an answer, to be honest with you.
No, don't do that. What is going on, baseball friends? It is The Dugout, another edition, another episode. Hope you are recovering very well from Thanksgiving food. I know Drew and I are. I am Cardinals fanatic AJ Caldwell, and that is the Yankees ride or die guy, Drew Zagrosi. You have a good Thanksgiving over there, buddy?
I did. Did you?
Oh, man. Great food, great people. Only problem is there was no baseball to watch.
Right. Well, that's why we're here.
We fill in the void. We fill in the gaps for you guys. Hope you guys are having a great holiday season as always. And as always, feel free to like and subscribe, rate and review the podcast. Check out our shorts on YouTube and multiple social media platforms. But enough talk, enough chit chat. We got tons to discuss today as always. Drew and I are still waiting for that one trade to blow up this podcast live on the air. Don't think it'll ever happen, but who knows? We do have, really quickly, because we probably won't touch on it, but we do have a trade to the Pirates. I think it was Carlos Santana got traded to the Pirates. And Jose Abreu,
yes, sir,
as if it wasn't bad enough, got traded to the Astros. So that's about all we have to report. The rich get richer is my take on
yeah.
that. But it's time for another top five. I'm excited for this one. Drew is not, but there's only one way to figure that out, and that's to do the top five. So let's do the top five Minnesota Twins, Drew, of all time.
Yes, sir.
I will let you start since you're kind of deliberating over there on what direction you want to go with this. But you go ahead and get us started, and let's get right into this thing.
Alrighty. So number five, I feel like he's got to be on this list. We're going with Joe Mauer. I think he can't go any higher. There's probably speculation he's probably not even on this list, but I feel like he has to be he was the face of the Twins at one point. I mean, for that franchise, one of the best catchers, in my opinion, to play the game of baseball. Obviously had that injury, moved over to first place, but his time in the catcher position, he was really special. And number five, Joe Mauer.
I love that. I think Joe Mauer deserves to be on the list. He's one of the greatest catchers of all time, I think, but because he played first base, it's kind of hard to put him in that conversation. So I like him at number five. At number four, a lot of different directions I can go, but there's some very, very important names I think we should get to in the top three. So because of that, I'm going to go with Johan Santana at number four.
Okay.
Johan Santana, one of the best pitchers in Twins history, threw that famous no-hitter, if you remember one time, with the Twins, made all the news in ESPN. It was really weird when I originally saw it. It was like, you know, the most talked about no-hitter in some like recent memory, and it was like, it's just a no hitter. Like, it's not that big of a deal. But he had an overall ERA of 4.8, so it wasn't too great. But factor in the fact that in three seasons, he had a 2.5, a 2.7, and a 2.6 ERA, the guy could pitch. And he was around the same time as Joe Mauer. So there was some chemistry there. Those Twins teams weren't all that bad either. So,
no.
Johan Santana, got to put him number four.
All righty. There's two names that I definitely want in the top two. So I think number three, I'm going to go with Rod Carew. All right. Batted .334 during his 12 seasons with the Twins, and he holds the franchise record for batting average and hits in a single season. So I think that's a good spot to put him, number three.
I love Rod Carew. He's you talk about a hitter's hitter. He's a Hall of Famer's Hall of Famer. I mean, that guy is a great, great player in the history of the Twins. So Rod Carew, which means at number two, go back and forth these two guys. You can, you know, deliberate in the comments.
Yeah.
Number two, I'm going to put Harmon Killebrew, one of the best hitters potentially of all time. If you look at his numbers, he hit 573 home runs.
Yeah.
We talk about the top four guys on the home run list. You don't really remember anybody else outside of that, but Harmon Killebrew is in that conversation. When your nickname is Killer and you hit a ball over 500 feet and they draw an orange circle where the ball landed, like, you're an all-time great.
Yeah.
So he's an amazing player. One of the best hitters in Twins history. Like I said, I think he has an argument as one of the better hitters of all time.
Yeah, I brought something up about him right here. He's the franchise leader in games played, total bases, home runs, runs batted in, walks, sacrifice flies, intentional walks, and he's also the single season leader in home runs and runs batted in. So
come on, baby. Killer.
Yeah.
He's a killer.
Yeah, great, great number two spot. Number one, I'm going to go with Kirby Puckett.
My dog.
Yes, sir. Played his entire career with the Twins. The heart and soul of both the 1987 and 91 World Series teams. 10-time All-Star, .318 career hitter with 2,304 hits. So, Kirby Puckett, number one. Minnesota Twins, baby.
Kirby Puckett, dude. When I was growing up in the Midwest, I mean, that guy was all people talked about. Outside of the Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa thing, like, Kirby Puckett, like, ruled the Midwest. And if you remember the Twin stadiums of old when they had, like, the glass in left field for the left field fence and he hits the walk-off home run. I mean, those are just great memories. Kirby Puckett. So there you go. Top five Minnesota Twins. Drew, we're running out of teams. Sooner or later, we're going to have to come up with some more top fives. And that's when it'll get real spicy. But until then, you guys know what time it is. It's everybody's favorite segment, at least my favorite segment. Hopefully it's rolling on you guys as well. Drew, I'm feeling myself today because we've been talking about a lot of different teams for this collapse segment, and we've, you know, made the joke that we're going to have to talk about the Yankees or the Cardinals, and forget all that, man, because we've talked about the Cubs. We've talked about the Pirates. I don't believe we've talked about the Reds yet. They're coming.
Yeah.
But, Drew, this, and I always say this, but today I really mean it, this might be my favorite collapse that we've done, that I've thought about.
Let's hear it.
Drew and I, for those of you guys that don't know, we always kind of figure out what the schedule is going to be for the podcast. And Drew always puts, I love it, when he sends a text to me, he always puts a question mark next to the collapse. And it's just like, here's your baby, AJ. What are you going to do with it? And Drew, today, oh, this is so great. We are doing the collapse of none other than the Milwaukee Brewers. The collapse of the Milwaukee Brewers. And by the way, people, Drew has no idea what the team is until just now, which is my favorite because, like I said, his reactions to this, you guys got to watch the full podcast on YouTube to get the full experience of Drew and I. But Drew, the collapse of the Milwaukee Brewers, let me get into this for a second. Don't want to take too much time, but here's hoping. The Milwaukee Brewers, here's what I'll start by saying. You think about a team like the Los Angeles Chargers in the NFL. Every single year, the preseason rankings come out, the power rankings come out. And who's top five on the list of teams that are going to finish in the Super Bowl or the AFC Championship? It's the Los Angeles Chargers. What happens to the Los Angeles Chargers every single year? And I mean every single year. They don't make it to the AFC Championship. So you think about a team like the Los Angeles Lakers. They have all these accolades. You have LeBron. You have Anthony Davis. They don't do anything.
Nope.
Drew, I would argue those teams, those situations don't hold a candle to the amount of like kiss on the cheek the Major League Baseball analysts do to the Milwaukee Brewers every single year. It is heinous, Drew. What they do to this poor, poor franchise that's done nothing.
Yeah.
Like, they've done nothing. Drew, I had to remind myself, the Brewers have never won a World Series. Never. Nope. They've appeared in one. One. And MLB Network and ESPN, I mean, just French kiss on both cheeks, the Milwaukee Brewers, every year when the rankings come out. They're going to be one of the best NL teams. They have one of the best pitching staffs. Blah, blah, blah. Drew, the Brewers have not been bad over the past 5 years. You remember 2019, Christian Yelich had the MVP season, lost in the NLCS in 7 games to the Los Angeles Dodgers. They were a great team. They were a great team. The problem is that is once in a blue moon for Milwaukee. If you think about those next 3 years, lost in the wild card, lost in the wild card, lost in the division series. That's the next 3 years after that amazing season. Sorry, it was 2018 that they lost in seven to the Dodgers. Drew, before that, they had gone 7 years in between playoff appearances. Before that, they had only had one playoff appearance. And before that, Drew, they missed the playoffs from 1983 to 2007. The Milwaukee Brewers. Yes, the same Milwaukee Brewers that everyone talks about every single year as this World Series favorite. And you might say, AJ, you're talking about the 80s and the 90s and 2000s. That's a different Brewers team. Is it? Is it? Because we've seen the same thing. We've seen the same thing. Drew, as a Cardinals fan, which is also why I love this, go figure. As a Cardinals fan, you know what team never scares me?
What is that?
Yeah, it's the Cubs. Yeah, it's the Reds. Yeah, it's the Pirates. That's easy. Drew, the Pirate, the Brewers never, ever, ever scare me. I don't care if they have Corbin Burns. I don't care if they have Brandon Woodruff. I don't care if they have Robin Yount. The Brewers will not ever be a World Series champion, in my opinion. Because when you play in the same division as the St. Louis Cardinals, you play in the same league as the Dodgers and the Braves.
Yep.
And the Phillies now. Drew, at least those teams can say they've won a World Series. You know who can't? Is the Brewers. Drew, they haven't even... They had these all-time great teams. I can't believe this. They had these all-time great teams that everyone was talking about. And they didn't even make it to the World Series any of those years.
No.
At least if you're going to talk about a team like that, they should be National League champs. They should have a pennant somewhere.
Yeah.
Nope. Drew, they've won the National League one time. Once. People, once. Once. I'm pretty sure the Cincinnati Reds have more NL pennants than the Brewers.
That's sad. That's...
So, if we're going to talk about collapses, this is why it's one of my favorite. Because we're talking about a team that nobody talks bad about. Nobody. Drew, the Brewers fell flat this year in 2022. They fell flat. Nobody said anything. They were just like, oh, shucks. They suck. The Brewers suck. They're never good, man. And when they are good, they don't make the World Series, which is always the goal. And if that's your goal and you don't do it, your season is a failure. Take the mic, bro. I'm gonna lose my mind about
a few things.
All of these French kissing that we do with the Milwaukee Brewers when they've done nothing.
Just a few things. Next week, we definitely have to do top five Brewers of all time. Now, that's a must. What else? Yeah, the biggest thing they probably done in however many years is signing Christian Yelich, probably, and look at him right now. I mean, I won't get too far ahead of myself, but I mean, you know, there's always redemption. But and one other thing, I'm a big fan of Willy Adames. Just, I think he's really underrated. So
I'm sure, Drew.
Yeah,
Willy Adames, Colton Wong, who I love, who's now in the Milwaukee Brewers. I feel for that guy. Because you just wasted the rest of your career, bro.
Yeah.
I see him in a Brewers jersey, and I'm just like, that's a shame, man. At least if we were going to let him go somewhere, like, give him a chance. He's got no chance with the Brewers. None.
Corbin Burns might be gone, too, with some rumors, but who knows? I mean,
wouldn't be surprised, Drew.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like the Chargers, though, bro. It really is. Like, I think if you have a bolt on your helmet or if you play in Milwaukee, it's a death sentence. Like, you will never be a champion.
It's a good way to look at it. Yeah.
So that's probably the most fun collapse segment I've done because we got to stop this, man. We got to stop acting like the Milwaukee Brewers are one of the best National League teams every single year. They've done nothing. They did. Stop. We got to move on.
Top five Brewers of all time next week. we haven't done that yet, haven't we? I don't think we have.
Oh, clearly not. Why do you think we haven't done that? Maybe it's because there's nothing to talk about?
That's why, yeah. Yeah.
Unbelievable. All right, y'all. We got another another edition of this or that. I just got to calm down now.
Yes, sir.
We got another edition of this or that. Drew teed me up last week. What was the question you asked me about Paul Goldschmidt or Freddie Freeman?
Just great, better first baseman, I think.
Better first baseman. Yep. And I was like, people, I'll look in the camera. People, what do you want me to say? What do you want me to say to that question? You want me to say Freddie Freeman's better? So we'll do something similar this week. I got a couple. I got one right off the bat. We always start hot with this boy. Segment. I got a banger to start Drew off. This or that. You guys know how it works. Drew, I give Drew names that he has not heard me say yet. And he basically on the fly picks an answer and gives a short response. So right off the bat, Drew. Aaron Judge had his 62 home run season.
He did.
He passed Roger Maris.
Yes, sir.
As the American League home run king, technically. So, Drew, who's a better hitter all time right now? Roger Maris or Aaron Judge?
Wow. All time, like not based on the home run seasons.
I mean,
just throughout their career, whole career.
Yeah, I mean, you can take it however way you want it. But
whole career, I'm going to go with Roger Maris. Played more seasons than Judge. Judge was called up a little late. And this is the first season that we're really, I mean, he's always been good, but now we know who he is. I mean, he's not going to have the same season again next season, probably ever again, but we know what he's capable of. And but Roger Maris.
Roger Maris. I was hoping you were going to say. There was a part of me that was like, if he says Aaron Judge, I just want to sit back and watch because that would have been bold. Okay, this is one that you kind of started us off with last week with the better base runner. I'm just going to say overall speed. Faster player, Byron Buxton or Billy Hamilton?
Oh, wow. Billy Hamilton, just because Byron Buxton always seems like that man's injured. Always.
Yeah.
I mean, when did he sign a bigger contract? I think it was, might have been last year, but
with the Twins.
Yeah, with the Twins, of course. Twins. But yeah, he's always injured. Great player, but I mean, I feel like he doesn't have enough time on the field. So going to Billy Hamilton. Yeah, I mean, injuries, you know, you can't really help it, but
yeah,
it is what it is.
Byron Buxton, the reason I bring that up is Byron Buxton he beat out an infield single to like win a game.
Yeah.
I think it was last year. And it was just like a routine grounder to shortstop. And it was just like.
Yes.
And then Billy Hamilton, I mean, we know that man is just otherworldly kind of speed.
Yeah.
So, all right. And then here's I always say the best for last. We start hot and then I say the best for last. Drew, better career. They both finished playing.
Okay.
Better career. Buster Posey or Yadier Molina?
Oh, wow. Oh, man, that's tough. Because you're going to hate me.
I won't be offended.
I'm going to go with Buster just because both amazing careers, both of them. I really probably couldn't even pick one, but I'm saying Buster because he meant a lot to San Francisco. He was really mainly, I mean, he had Tim Lincecum, those kind of guys, but he was really the main face of the franchise for years. Over there in St. Louis, you have Albert, you have Adam Wainwright. So, I mean, more guys to look at and pay attention to. But Buster was really, he was the guy in San Francisco. So
that's a fair argument. Yeah. I'm actually really proud of you. Wow. I thought initially you were going to say like,
no,
Posey meant so much more.
They're great. No, they're both
overall,
they're both
greats, like for the franchise. Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
I got nothing for that, bro. That's a great argument. Good work.
Love to hear it.
Yeah, no, I probably agree with you. Just with the World Championships as well. I mean, we talk about it every week just how much I hate the San Francisco Giants just because they clean house with us every time we play the playoffs.
Travis Ishikawa, baby.
Oh, my God. I hated that I'm so glad we got that out of the way, though. Do you realize if we hadn't done the darkest moment in Yankees and Cardinals history at some point?
Just be lingering. It would be in the back of our heads. And
now it's out of our minds. So there you go. This or that. We'll continue to bring that up each and every week. And
yes, sir.
Looks like we're just going to start going after people's careers and just right off the cuff, just completely kneecap somebody. But Drew, what we got in the docket?
All right. Next, we have my segment, Players from the Past. This is going to be the second time that we're doing this. Last week we did Derek Jeter to start it off. I think that was a good way to start it off. But this week we're going across the town. We're going to the New York Mets with Mike Piazza. So if you guys aren't familiar with this segment, it's more about their early life, things like that. This one's really focused on Mike Piazza's early life, the notes I've written down for this. But yeah, we'll just start with that and let's just get right into it. So here we go. All right. So he was born in Pennsylvania, for those who did not know. His father, Vince Piazza, that's his father, earned a fortune more than $100 million in used cars and real estate. So this man, he was brought up into this wealthy Italian family just right from the get-go.
Wow.
Yeah, and his dad actually tried purchasing like an MLB team like several times, for those who didn't know that. So here he is, Mike Piazza, born already. His dad loved baseball. He actually wanted to pursue a career into the MLB, but he stopped chasing that dream when he was like 16 or something like that. But yeah, and Vince was actually good friends with the former Dodgers manager, Tommy Lasorda, who is the godfather of Mike Piazza's younger brother. So he's tied into there as well. All this baseball stuff just tied into this family right away. And yeah, so because his dad knew the Dodgers manager, Mike was actually able to be the bat boy, things like that for the Dodgers. I didn't know that, so that was kind of nice to know. Yeah, so I mean, his dad Vince, he knew like right from the start that his son could be in the MLB. He knew it, and when Mike Piazza was actually five, his dad was encouraging him to build his arm strength at 5 years old. So I mean. He was ready to get this man in the MLB just right away. When Mike was 16, he got to have Ted Williams give him a batting cage session. So another just baseball great right into the mix in this kid's childhood, which is just crazy. I didn't know any of this.
It's unreal.
Crazy. So, yeah, and Ted always praised his talent. So he knew Mike was special. His dad knew he was special. And Ted told Mike to never let anyone change his swing. So swing was really special. That's really it for the early life. We'll go over some of his career things. Obviously a Hall of Fame catcher. Besides the Mets, he played with the Dodgers, Marlins, Padres, and the A's. And this is really cool. So he was drafted to the Dodgers because his father asked Lasorda to do it as a favor. That blew my mind. That's crazy. So, and he was drafted by the Dodgers. So there you go for that.
I love that.
And he was initially a first baseman, which I also did not know. 16-year career, 12-time All-Star, NL Rookie of the Year, 10-time Silver Slugger Award winner, 31's retired by the Mets' number, and he's obviously in the Hall of Fame. So wow. Mike Piazza, there you go. A little information if you didn't know about him a little. And yeah.
Bro, I didn't know any of that.
That's
the Lasorda thing. What do you say? He's the godfather?
He's the godfather of Mike Piazza's younger brother. I don't know his name.
That's wild, dude.
All these baseball guys just right into his life, right when he's born.
That is crazy. Imagine getting a hitting session from a guy like Ted Williams when you're 16, dude. Like,
it's unbelievable.
Wow. I love that. That's going to become one of my favorites.
Yeah, I really enjoy doing it. Yeah.
Man, that's great. Well, we got all the fun stuff out of the way. now it's just time to just go after each other as we always do. Hall of Fame or not?
Yes, sir.
We each got three names. The three names that we each have are ones that the other one does not know we have. And we will off the cuff respond with whether or not that player, which usually is a present day player, or someone that is not eligible for the Hall of Fame yet. Whether or not they should be in the Hall of Fame. So, Drew, I will let you go first.
Okay, I was hoping to go first. I'm coming at you right away. Hall of Fame or not, Dansby Swanson.
Dansby Swanson. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a really good one.
It's just like the JT Realmuto, kind of, you know, similar.
Yeah.
Consistent.
I think Dansby's too young still.
Yeah.
I'm really curious. I love that we're bringing up all the free agent guys because it's like right at the crux of their career.
Yeah.
So I'll say the same thing I said, I think, about whether it was Aaron Judge or somebody else, but I want to see what happens with free agency. I want to see what happens, like where Dansby goes, what the story of his career will be. Because the Hall of Fame isn't just about your play necessarily. It's about like how you carried yourself and all these different things. Even though that's not necessarily, you know, what they vote for. I think that's definitely a factor in it. There's a reason Pete Rose isn't in the Hall of Fame, because people hated him. So, yeah, I think it's too early. But talk to me in a year or two. I would probably say yes. I mean, unless he just tanks. But, yeah, I'm curious to see what happens next year.
Yeah, I mean, talking about people tanking, I mean, Joey Gallo down there in Texas, great, great home run hitter, and then comes to the Yankees. I mean, you never know. So, I mean, yeah, it's better to wait it out and see what happens.
It's true. I'm coming right at you as well.
Oh, boy.
This is an easy answer for me, but I'm curious if it's as easy for you.
Okay.
Hall of Fame or not, Aroldis Chapman.
Oh, wow. Dude, that's so tough for me.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to say yes. Okay. Yeah. I'm saying yes. I mean, he's unbelievable. The speed this man throws. I mean, prime Aroldis Chapman. So we're talking about Reds Aroldis Chapman, early Yankees. I mean, he was unhittable, I feel like. But I mean, this is why it's a tough question, dude. Because now you look at him now, he had like one of the worst. Dude, you got me in a pickle here. So,
because I would argue his last 3 years.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Awful. Yeah. It's definitely a no. It's definitely a no.
Okay. Stop.
I had to think it through.
You just changed your mind mid thought?
I did.
You said yes.
I know, but then I'm thinking about prime Aroldis Chapman, dude. He was so good. And then
So it's last, okay. Hey, you can stick to it.
I can't though. Because then you look at the last few years. You look at the last few years. He is not a Hall of Famer. So
I just want editors. I need you to clip Drew's initial answer and then put the I think it's a SpongeBob thing a few moments later, and then Drew saying no. Yeah, it's a no for me. I think if he had that year with the Cubs, they won the World Series and he retired, bro, immediate first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah,
he kept playing. When you throw that hard, it's going to be difficult to keep playing like that. So,
He was unhittable. Now we see his true colors and, yeah.
Yes, I meant no. I mean... Oh, man.
All righty. I'm actually throwing someone at you that's on the current Hall of Fame ballot. I know you just said that.
Ooh,
yeah.
I like this. Yeah. I like this.
I actually have two names that are on the Hall of Fame ballot. I might just give you both of them. We'll start with this guy. Andy Pettit, Hall of Fame or not?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. He was part of that dynasty with the Yankees. And I know we don't throw in World Championship as much in the Hall of Fame argument, but Andy Pettit was... I mean, can you name me a better pitcher during that time? I mean, what was that, 98 to 2001?
Something like that,
name me a better pitcher. In the American League, maybe. I mean, I know National League was probably pretty stacked then as well, but Andy Pettit was their ace.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're the ace on a dynasty, you better be a Hall of Famer. So, I don't think that's much of an argument. I think he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, and he's just one of those guys. He did cheat. I don't know if you knew that he cheated, but I mean,
do remember something about that.
He came out and said it though. That's all that matters to me. I mean. You
was it steroids or what was it?
It was something like that, yeah. Okay. Probably might have been steroids.
Yeah, but there you go. I mean, I didn't even remember that he cheated, so that's always a good thing, too. He's definitely a Hall of Famer for me.
Yep. All right,
going at your rivals here, so try to be as unbiased as possible.
Okay.
Hall of Famer, nah, Dustin Pedroia.
Oh. Yeah, I'm going to say yeah. My answer is going to stick to yes, okay. he was one of the Red Sox greats. I mean, you look at his career, you go back in time. I mean, he's up there, another face of that franchise. So, yeah.
Yep. It's pretty easy for me too. Him and David Ortiz, that's what you think of those Red Sox years. So yeah, he's
100%.
Yeah, I think it's not an easy Hall of Famer, but I think he's got a good argument.
Yeah. Alrighty. So here's my last one for you. Hall of Fame or not. This one could be a little tricky. I don't. I think it's an easy answer. Okay. Hall of Fame or not, Don Mattingly. Never won, but
the
I mean.
The player or manager?
The player. Oh, that's a good question. That's a great question.
We'll
stick
if it's
with
the manager. Yeah. Heck no.
We'll stick with player, yeah.
If it's the manager, bro. If it's the player, yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, do you throw in his entire baseball life?
Wow.
So it'd be player and manager. Because I think that makes it difficult.
I think it's just sort of like the free agency talk that we just talked about a little. Give it time because we didn't mention in the beginning, he's the bench coach for the Blue Jays now.
He's what?
He's the bench coach for the Blue Jays.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you didn't see that?
No, I did not see that.
You didn't see that? Yeah.
I lost interest in Don Mattingly, bro. Like,
well, I mean, here he is. He's on the Blue Jays. Decent, you know, talented young team. So
yeah,
we'll see. We'll see what he can do for that. But I mean, player-wise, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, on the Yankees, bro, he was goated. Like, yeah. He was one of the best. Yeah. First baseman-wise, I mean.
Manager career, a little iffy. Really iffy, yeah. But there's always time.
Yeah. No, Don Mattingly, the player, is definitely a Hall of Famer. I'm surprised we haven't talked about this guy yet. Because this, I think, would be one of the first names we would have put in this conversation. But I guess we just do it now. Hall of Famer, nah. Bryce Harper.
Bryce Harper, absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. No, I feel like if he was on that Nationals team the year they won, that would have just instantly yes. But I mean, still, amazing player. We've seen what he's done in the postseason, and he was injured basically, right? His finger, thumb, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. Now he got surgery for it. Played through all that in the postseason, did great. And he's really just one of those guys in Philly. You know, he's gonna be down the line, he's gonna be looked at as probably he'll be in one of our top fives, who knows? But
that's true.
Just
do you think this is maybe a segment we do at a later time? Do you think if he didn't have the year he had this year with the Phillies, would your answer still be yes?
Oh, that's tough,
mm-hmm.
dude.
Mm-hmm. See? And that's that's why it's great. That's why I loved what happened to Bryce Harper. I know people, you know, always hate on him, but
right.
I think that question just shows how much this year meant to the Phillies,
yep.
to Philadelphia, to Bryce Harper. I mean, he hit a home run with a torn UCL.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's yeah, I mean, if he didn't play this season, it would be tough. Be a neutral zone, but I mean, we've talked about previous podcasts, him and Manny just signing those huge deals and becoming the face of those two teams. So I mean, I feel like it was sooner or later he's gonna have to pop off and just, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, live up to that money that he's making, I guess.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Yeah.
I agree. All right, tee us up for this because.
Today we are going to be giving our greatest first baseman of all time. I will start, and I'm already picking, you know, Lou Gehrig, best first baseman of all time. That's who I'm going with.
Yes.
this was tricky because when he played, he sort of played in the shadow of Babe Ruth. You know, Babe Ruth was getting all this attention, but he was amazing. His down year, like the worst year with the Yankees, he was batting like 300. That's his down year. I mean,
that's stupid, dude.
Yeah,
that is stupid.
Ranks third all time in slugging, .632. I mean, just some of his accomplishments: 6 times World Series champ with the Yankees, 7-time All Star, Triple Crown in 1934, AL batting champion in 1934, 3-time AL home run leader, hit 4 home runs in 1 game. His number's retired by the Yankees, and he's over there in Monument Park at Yankee Stadium as well. So. I mean, I had to pick him. No bias.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. That's for all the haters on our top five Yankees.
Right, yeah.
TikTok who are like, where's Luke Gehrig? There you go.
There he is.
Greatest first base of all time. Oh, Drew, I'm so thankful you went first.
Oh, I already know. You could be picking I already know.
You already do you want to finish it for me?
No.
But I mean, these last 2 weeks, bro, can we pick a more difficult position? Because if I'm building a lineup, Bro, my corners of the infield are my boys. Because I got Nolan Arenado at third, and I got Albert Pujols at first.
I
knew it.
I should have guessed.
Drew, I did my due diligence, and I looked at, you know, top first baseman.
Oh, it's a great argument. No, time. You're like, he's up
you
there.
Look through it, and it's like, okay, Lou Gehrig, man, that's a big name. Frank Thomas, whew, that's a big name. Jim Thome, those are some big names. Albert Pujols? Oh, that's right. Albert Pujols played first base his whole career. He wasn't just a DH.
Yep.
Drew, Paul Goldschmidt's great. I'm so thankful he's in St. Louis.
Yeah.
But I would die first before I say Paul Goldschmidt is the best first baseman in Cardinals history.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's not even a conversation. Sorry, no. Goldie. It's not even a conversation. Albert Pujols. Drew, we can talk all about his hitting stats. 700-plus home runs. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. Like, greatest right-handed hitter of all time, in my opinion. But, Drew, his fielding. The man was a gold glover.
Yeah.
He was a gold glove first baseman. I mean, we forget that this guy, from a fielding standpoint, won 2 gold gloves. That, for me, with the hitting he already has, if you won 1 gold glove and you were that great of a hitter, I think you're first ballot Hall of Famer, one of the best of all time. You win 2?
Right.
You're a multiple gold glove winner? Because, Drew, there's so many guys that are great hitters, but, I mean, we just talked about with Freddie Freeman. Great hitter. Fielder, he's pretty good. He's not great. He's pretty good. Albert Pujols, and we got to think about this. Albert Pujols in 2001 to 2010, like basically that first Cardinals stint. Bro, there was not a better player in baseball. Like, there wasn't a better player in baseball. Do you know how many times he was, like, runner-up for MVP? He won 3 MVPs during that year. He was runner-up twice. He was third. He was runner-up 3 times. He was third once. Like, he was always, always, always in that conversation. So, yeah, I could go on and on. I won't, because I've already said my piece multiple times about Albert Pujols. But, man, he is in that conversation.
No, yeah.
Not only is he in that conversation, he's at the top. Yeah, that conversation.
I'll even add on to it. You only mentioned, like, really his first Cardinals stint. I mean, he's keeping up with pitchers today. He just retired. So, I mean, you got to think of that. He's up there, yeah.
When people are wondering why he was retiring, that's right. All the validation you need.
Right, yeah.
I mean, I was seeing stats. He was hitting the best he had hit in his career.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, that's right. He did play first base. He's one of the greatest first basemen of all time, if not the greatest first baseman of all time. But Lou Gehrig, if I had gone first, it would have been tough because I would have been like, eh. But because people love our podcast, because the MLB loves our podcast,
right.
You pick your Yankee, I'll pick my Cardinal.
Yes, sir.
Well, we're not done, folks.
Here we go.
You thought that was the end of it. Oh, we're going to end on a nice note.
Never.
Pat is our Pujols jersey. No, sir. Drew Zagrosi, I don't even know where this is going to go, but I need to sit back for a couple minutes and hear the blasphemy again that came out of your mouth. For those of you who don't know, if you're the first time listening to us, welcome. Go ahead and check out our other podcasts. Last week, did an overrated, underrated segment. It's going to be one of the best segments we've done on this show moving forward. And Drew, from the top step, says, is Babe Ruth overrated or underrated? Andrew, what did you say? It's easy for you?
I didn't say that. I don't think I said that. All that.
Okay.
I might have on accident, but.
Drew did have an answer. Andrew, your answer was what?
I don't have an answer, to be honest with you.
No, don't do that.
I said overrated. I said overrated, but I'm going to give an argument. We'll get into it. We'll get into all of it. But I mean, if there was a neutral zone, I would be right there. I would be right in the neutral zone.
You can.
I can't. I can't. I obviously can't. We'll get into it.
Don't you dare.
We'll get right into it, dude.
His connection is cutting out. He's cutting in and out. So shocker that he's going neutral and he's right at the time we're talking about Babe Ruth. So I'm not buying that one bit, bro. I'm not buying that one bit that you're going to be neutral all of a sudden. Okay. I need you to say with your chest again. No, you know what? In fact, I've already talked too much. Go ahead. Make your case. Go ahead and make your case. And then I will respond.
Listen, it's hard to say that he's overrated. It really is. It's very hard.
You are so soft. You are so... Would you stop it?
I understand all his accomplishments, what he means to the sport. He was a Yankee. You know, I got Yankees pictures all over above my head right here. But, dude, I mean, I'm all about baseball history, too. I really am. I got the Jackie Robinson shirt on today. Anyone didn't see that? I'm all about it, all right? He made his major league debut in 1914. AJ, do you know how many years ago that was?
I don't know, Drew. 108?
108 years ago. That's great. Great math right there. Career ended in 1935. What were you doing in 1914 and 1935? What were you doing?
Are you about to make the argument that there are too many black and white highlights of Babe Ruth, therefore we can't say they're valid?
I mean, no. We won't go there. But
because you have said that before. Oh, I just want somebody who's
this is my own. I'm going to lose this debate. I already know, but this is my own. It's just fun. I love. I'm going to give you my argument. The way I see it is that you compare the game of baseball from 1914 to the year today, 2022.
Okay.
Put Babe Ruth up to bat against prime Justin Verlander or Max Scherzer, Garrett Cole, any of them, any of the relief pitchers in the league that still throw 90. I guarantee he strikes out every time. Guarantee it.
You said what?
Guarantee it. If he played in 2022 against the players that play now, he would be striking out every time. Every time. We've seen others get 700 home runs. Albert just did it. We've seen Aaron Judge hit 60 home runs in a season. But I understand all his accomplishments. There's some that will never be broken still. And that's why, that's the only argument I have for it. That's why I would like to be in the neutral zone for this.
No, you can't be. He's overrated is what you're saying.
I feel like he's talked about
it. Say it, Drew. Say it, Drew.
I'm not saying it. I said it once already. But I understand what he means to sport. I have so much respect for him. You know he's a Yankee. But there's a lot of guys that I feel like might not be talked about enough. Babe Ruth's great. I'm just saying, man. I'd like to hear your take on this.
Drew, I was once just like you.
Yeah?
I was once in the boat where I thought Babe Ruth was highly overrated because of because of the sport that he played and when he played it. You bring up the fact that if Babe Ruth played in 2022.
I did.
Okay. Drew, I want you to do a social experiment with me. Okay. So just simple 1 to 2 word responses. Drew, how old was Babe Ruth roughly, do you think, when he started playing baseball?
Started?
Yeah.
I have no clue. I thought these were yes or no answers. I'm going to say around 20.
Around 20.
Okay. Are you saying like when he made his debut or just started playing?
Yeah, just when he started playing baseball, it's probably around 20, right?
Probably. Maybe a little early, like teenage years, yeah.
Okay. And he played till what, 1935? So he played 20 years.
Yep.
So he played till he was 40. Drew, you ever heard of Julio Rodriguez?
I have.
You heard of Juan Soto?
Yes, sir. But I already know where you're going with this. Because they're great. They're great as the rookie year. Right? That's where you're getting at. They're keeping up with everyone.
Hold on. You've heard of Ronald Acuña Jr.
Yes, sir.
Drew? I hear your argument that if he was in 2022, but here's why I'll stop you. Drew, if Babe Ruth played in 2022, do you realize it would not be 1914 Babe Ruth?
No, But I'm saying if it was prime Babe Ruth.
Hold on. But if it's prime Babe Ruth, it's prime Babe Ruth growing up if he's 20 years old. So if 2022 is his last season, that means he would have started playing in 2000. Drew, you know who else started playing in 2000? Albert Pujols.
Yep.
Drew, I think Albert Pujols, I'm about to, oh, you know what? I'm about to make a statement. Albert Pujols is the modern day Babe Ruth.
I could see.
Because if Babe Ruth started playing in 2000, he would be Albert Pujols and probably he'd be better. And that's what I wanted to start with. Because here's the bigger thing that you are just vastly under. Drew, have you heard of another man in the history of sports stand at the plate in the middle of a flipping baseball game, point his bat into dead center field?
But no one knows if that's true.
It is true. It's true.
We don't know.
True. This is true. This is not a fable. This is not a fairy tale. This is a true story.
Is there video evidence?
Drew, it was 1915.
Exactly.
There's not video evidence. Drew, he pointed his bat to dead center field. In the batter's box. Caught a shot. In the next pitch. It wasn't even a whole at bat. The next pitch.
Who was it off? Who do you? Who was that pitcher?
Drew, here's my bigger point.
Wait. Because I don't know who the pitcher was. You know who it probably was? It was probably a former plumber that now engaged in the game of baseball.
So here's your argument is that Babe Ruth is overrated because he hit off plumbers. Here's my argument.
I just feel the game is advanced. The game advanced way too much. If he was playing at his prime age, whatever, playing against Justin Verlander, Max Scherzer, while they're still using sticky stuff, we'll even throw that in the equation. Was that a thing back then? Probably not.
Nah, bro. Spitballs.
Yeah.
They were throwing spitballs.
Exactly. Paintballs. Exactly.
They were throwing paintballs.
I'm telling you, dude.
They were painting them. They were covering the red laces. Drew, if the game is advanced, wouldn't the argument have to be that Babe Ruth would advance with the game?
I feel like he is the great. He's a great in his time.
Obviously. That's an easy answer.
His time.
But we also forget he played during the time when Cy Young played.
Right. I feel like
he played during the time that who was the other guy? Cy Young. When Lou Gehrig played later, Mickey Mantle. He played it in the time Mickey Mantle played. So he's not like just this legend. I mean, I think he's still the best, one of the best players of all time. But if we're going to make that's why I don't, because that's why I say I was just like you. I made that same argument. Oh, well, if it was 2022, that would have to mean you're not just going to transplant Babe Ruth. You can't do that with baseball. You can do that with basketball. Okay, prime Michael Jordan, prime LeBron. You can do that with basketball.
Yeah.
You can probably do that with football. Baseball, you can't do that. Because the literal speed of the pitch has advanced.
Exactly. So
if we're going to make that argument, you have to put Babe Ruth in that environment. Not 1914 Babe Ruth. You have to have a prime Babe Ruth who's grown up in that advanced technology. That's the only fair thing that you can do with that debate.
I don't know. I mean, this is why I said I didn't have an answer. It's tough. It's tough, dude.
You're just scared of your
answer. It's so tough. Because that argument, I don't know.
Babe Ruth, and we need to do, as a reminder, people, soon Drew and I are going to give just overall top five best players of all time. I'm very curious now.
That'll be insane.
If Babe Ruth, because he's on my list.
He's on my list. All time. Yes, sir.
Drew, he better be at this point. Okay, he better be.
What do you think? Not. All right, so what is it? 1914. He made his debut. When did Ohtani make his debut? Was it 2018?
Like 2018, yeah.
Something like that. Okay, so let's say in whatever the year is, let's say 108 years from now.
Okay.
What do you think Ohtani's gonna be talked about? Because what do you think? Because in 108 years, Ohtani will. No timeout. Not yet. Because right now, Ohtani is, he's, on the path of being like the greatest player ever. Okay.
One of, yeah.
So in 108 years, the game of baseball, I don't even want to know like how hard they're going to be throwing, to be honest. Dude.
Drew, you honestly think the miles per hour is going to go up?
Dude, I feel it 100%. Not a lot. I mean, what
human beings are going to throw faster than they are right now?
What do pitchers top out like at right now?
105.
So I feel like it could easily get to like 110 easily. Easily.
Okay, that's 5 miles per hour though. Think about when they, like, you bring up the Babe Ruth thing.
What did the pitchers top out back then?
I'd be surprised they topped out at 90.
Probably is 90.
I'd be shocked. It was probably 80s.
But they're not throwing
probably
no
70 to 80 miles per
they're
hour.
Not throwing no Clayton Kershaw knuckle curve. I don't.
Drew, they also threw their arms out. There was no relievers back then. Yeah. Guys pitched 200 pitches in a game.
Which could add on to why he's hit so many home runs.
You do believe he's overrated. You're just scared to admit it.
I really don't. I don't want to. I just wanted to bring up the argument. It's a great argument. You even said it yourself that you thought the same.
That is a load of cap. Cap.
I don't know, man. One of the greatest players ever. Respect him.
I think Babe Ruth in any era could translate.
Really?
As one of the best hitters in the game. But in order to do that, you would have to translate him into that environment. That's the
exactly.
only person. Drew, he's doing with everybody else.
Man was like smoking cigars else. In the dugout. And
no, Drew. Because if we're doing the same thing, we'd have to do the same thing with guys playing now.
Yeah.
You got to take a guy like Aaron Judge, like Albert Pujols, and you put them as they grow up in the 1900s. Baseball, you have to argue baseball that way. You can't argue baseball, oh, let's just pick up this guy and plop him in here. Because it's two completely different sports. Like, we're not even talking about the same baseball.
We're not, no.
Does that make sense? Like, at least Michael Jordan and LeBron James, they were playing the same sport. Baseball in the 1900s and 2022, not even close.
It's tough, dude.
Of course it's tough. Ladies and gentlemen, Drew is trying to.
I know there's people out there that are thinking the exact same thing. I've seen it. That's why I brought it up. Because for ages, it was always Babe Ruth, the greatest player ever. Who's Babe Ruth? Everyone knows Babe Ruth. But you bring in that argument. You bring in that argument, it makes it a little spicy. Gets AJ going a little bit.
No, you can't do that. Like you can't do that with baseball. You can do it with any other sport. You can't just transfer guys and their abilities they have to a different era. I would argue
that's a great argument. I agree.
You can't say Mickey Mantle. You can't say, oh, let's just pick up Mickey Mantle and put him in 2022. It's the same thing.
The game progresses.
Bro, if Albert Pujols played the 1900s, the 2022 Albert Pujols, he would dominate.
He would.
So you have to have him actually grow up in that. So that's my whole thing. That's my whole argument. But let us know what you guys think in the comments about Babe Ruth. Is he overrated or underrated? Are you going to be neutral like Drew? Or are you actually going to take a stand on something? So Drew thinks he's overrated. Drew thinks he's overrated. He's just not saying it.
It's only overrated because the amount he's talked about.
Okay. All right. Well, if we're talking about that, that's a little bit more.
That's more in my case too. I mean, he's always, anytime you're watching MLB Network, I mean, his name's always on there.
He didn't take steroids. So, I mean,
there you go.
It's a quality 714. So but yeah, let us know what you guys think. Drew and I will continue to be here each and every week with more baseball storylines. Any final words about today's podcast, Drew?
No. That was fun, though. That was fun.
Screw the Brew Crew.
Yeah.
Hashtag screw the Brew Crew.
Episode 10. This is episode 10, so double digits.
We're already 10 episodes in, people. This feels like a ride that we're just starting. Uh-oh.
Earlier today, there is an offer in play to Aaron Judge from the New York Yankees. This wasn't just now, but earlier today. That would have been awesome. He has a contract waiting for him around 8 years, $300 million. So he would be the highest paid AAV position player in history.
8 years?
Hold on. Look it up. Real quick.
That's $37.5 million each year.
Yeah. So now it's going to be more of a case if he wants to play. It seems like the Yankees aren't going to give up. It's going to be more of a case if he wants to play in San Francisco.
That's insane. Or,
yeah. And the Giants say they're not losing. But I don't
think, we all know that's a lie.
I don't think the Yankees are giving this one up.
We all know it's a lie. Hey, it'd be great. Get your guy back in the Bronx. That'd be good.
He's coming back. He's going to be the captain. End of story.
There you go. Make Aaron Judge the captain. Hashtag stop talking about the Brewers and hashtag make Aaron Judge the captain.
Yes, sir.
Until next time, thank you guys so much for listening. This has been The Dugout. I'm Cardinals fanatic AJ Caldwell, and that is the Yankees ride or die guy, Drew Zagrosi. See you guys next week.
See ya. Peace out.